Great. Next case, please.
Case number 9458, John F. and Mary F. Dockham, north of Route 54, southwest of Bayberry Road, being lot 45, block H, subdivision 3, within Kenwick Development, variance from the side yard setback requirement. Name and address.
Richard Hutchins, 34403 West Line Road, Sullivan, Delaware.
You swear testimony you're about to give, true and correct, best knowledge?
Yes, it is.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Mr. Dockham, I take care of his property there. This property is located in Kenwick on the bay down off of Route 54 outside of Fenwick Island.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Dockham is currently, he lives in Sarasota, Florida in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
His wife is handicapped, is in a wheelchair. The purpose of what he's trying to do here, they currently have a stair lift in their house. Both of these people are very elderly. What Mr. Dockham, the bottom line, what he's trying to do here is put in an outside elevator for his wife so they can get to the second floor of this house. The current stair lift that they have, they can't do it. They mm-hmm. just can't do it. So basically, if you do have the survey here, which I'm assuming that you do, Mr. Dockham, if you're looking at the where it says two-story stucco house, to the top left, you'll see small notation shed and pad. The elevator shaft is actually going right on top of that pad, not stepping outside the existing boundaries of that pad. What's located on that pad now are two air conditioner condensers. He's going to relocate those. And by phone conversations with Mr. Dockham, he's received approval. Apparently, I don't have that packet. You should have a letter of approval from the Kenwick Sound Association, I believe. Should have been forwarded.
Yes, I have that letter.
The Kenwick Association has no problem with this. Basically, what Mr. Dockham is requesting tonight is the county's approval on this particular issue.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I put a copy of the survey. When I looked at the original one that you have in the application, you really don't know what the setbacks are. When I checked the property card, it was built in 1974, so it would have had to meet all setbacks. So that's why it was advertised for side yard setbacks with that exact number, because I was waiting on this survey.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually needs three variances.
Okay.
Listed on the...
I believe she is correct. Mr. Dockham sent me a letter to that effect. I believe there's one corner on the house there by the garage that is currently at 4.1.
The outside shower.
And the outside shower is currently at 3.9. Apparently these structures were built a while back.
1974, so it's required to meet setback.
Were the Dockhams the original owners?
No, this house, a single story, briefing out of his letter, the original single story house was built for Charles Adkins, the developer of Kenwick, circa 1960. Development was turned over to the county in 1974, which is it has for the date then the existing house is being built. I think, speaking on Mr. Dockham's behalf, he'd like to clear these issues up, if at all possible.
Mr. Chairman, he was not, when I spoke to him, he wasn't aware of the issues until I seen the survey and and he went out and had a survey done to send it in just to make sure, because I told him by looking at it, it looks like there's more violations than, so you need to make sure they're all correct.
Both of these sides are 10 feet?
Yes.
What is the one on the opposing side that by the fireplace?
That would be above the letter 2 on two-story stucco house. On the actual drawing there, you see shed and pad.
Yeah.
The proposed elevator shaft would go there on top of...
How close is that to the property line?
4.3.
4.3.
Sorry, thank you. The other two are 3.9 and 4.1.
Yes, sir. I'm sure if Mr. Dockham had been aware of the situation at the time, we would have never had this problem.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like that, sir. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McKee?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, it's obviously unique in the shape of the property. I think the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, wasn't created by the applicant, they were not the original builder or buyer. I don't see where it altered the essential character of the neighborhood. And I think it's a minimum request to afford relief. Therefore, I'd make a motion that we approve a variance of 6.1 feet on the east side, and a variance of 5.7 feet on the west side, as the structure exists, and to include an elevator with no further encroachment in case for 9,458.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9,458 for the three variances. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, get the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.